Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer, now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Peter, Roy Blunt Jr., and Allison Stewart each has 3 points. Tom Baudette has 2.
Yeah. All right. Tom, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. In an attempt to stimulate the economy, the Federal Reserve slashed blanks on Wednesday.
Interest rate.
Right. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell was named as a possible character witness in Senator Blank's corruption trial.
Ted Stevens.
Right. Federal officials raided a South Carolina chicken processing plant and arrested approximately 300 blanks.
Illegal immigrants.
Right. The Treasury Department tapped Neil Kashkari, a 35-year-old metalhead and Cleveland Browns fan, to head up the blank.
That $700 billion capital implementation, whatever they're...
Bailout by any other name.
There you go. There you
a British tourist was involved in an hour-long chase with police in Tokyo after they caught him blanking.
Driving on the wrong side of the street.
No, they caught him skinny-dipping in the moat of the Imperial Palace. Shock Jock Blank got married and celebrated by getting a wedding tattoo.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Stearns. Howard
right.
Stearns.
Cartoonist Berkeley Breathitt announced that he was retiring and ending his strip about the beleaguered penguin Blank.
Opus.
Right. A thief who was videotaped as he broke into a police car in Britain was easily captured because he had Blank.
He broke into because he had his picture taken on the video.
No, yeah, they yeah. captured him quite easily because he had his name and birth date tattooed on his neck. Police had no doubt that Aaron Evans was their man because his ID was right there for all the world to see. However, because Evans had neglected to include his address and phone number in his tattoo, police were forced to walk all the way over to the phone book before arresting him. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Tom has the lead.
Thank you, sir. Very well done. We flipped a coin. Allison has elected to go next. So here we go, Allison. Fill in the blank. The Tennessee man who hacked into Blank's email was indicted by a federal grand jury on Tuesday.
Oh, Sarah Palin.
Right. China adopted new rules regulating the amounts of the chemical melamine that is allowable in Blank.
Dog food?
No, milk.
Milk.
AIG received harsh criticism for planning a $430,000 blank just days after it received money for the bailout.
Spa retreat.
Yes. This week, the National Rifle Association came out in support of Blank for president.
John McCain.
Right. Palin killed in her debate. It was her evening. She was the star. It was a great review attributed to Blank in an online ad from the McCain campaign.
Famous person.
Exactly. Quote, famous person, unquote. Actor Blank escaped unharmed from a fire that gutted his Malibu home on Tuesday.
Oh, don't know.
Nick Nolte. Owners of the National Debt Clock in Times Square are scrambling because the growing debt has caused the clock to blank.
Be too short. They
right.
need to add digits.
They ran out of digits. 90 students in Montana were given medical treatment after a parent brought a blank to school for show and tell.
Oh, wait, I know, oh. A parent brought a blank. I don't know.
A dead rabid bat.
Oh, I thought it was a snake.
The Montana mother found her cat with a dead bat in its mouth. She thought the obvious thought, this would be perfect for show and tell at my kid's school. So she scooped up the dead mammal and hurried off to the local elementary school where she showed the dead bat to 5 classrooms of students, encouraging them all to touch it. These students will now have rabies shots, and the school has implemented a strict anti-dead rabid bat policy. Something interesting just happened, Allison. For the first time in the 10-year history of the show, somebody almost said the phrase, wait, wait, don't tell me, and meant it. Which has, like I said, never happened before. It would have been interesting. You know what's funny? As somebody says, the moment somebody says that and really means it, the show ends. Oh. You disappear. Okay.
Then I'm glad I didn't say it.
Carl, how did Allison do in our quiz?
Allison had 5 correct answers, Peter, for 10 more points. She now has 13, but Tom Baudette still has the lead with 14 points.
All righty then. So there Tom stands in the lead. How many does Roy need to beat him?
6.
6 correct. Questions. Ooh. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Roy, this is for the game. Here we go. According to a Treasury source, the Bush administration is considering taking part ownership in some U.S. blanks.
No, it's banks, not
banks. Banks. Thank you very much. According to a South Korean newspaper, Blank deployed 10 missiles on its west coast for a test launch.
According to South Korea?
Yeah.
North Korea.
Right. On Thursday, John McCain released a web ad describing Blank as a domestic terrorist and linking him to Barack Obama.
Way there.
Right. For their research of glowing jellyfish genes, 3 scientists were awarded the Blank in chemistry.
Nobel Prize.
Right. On the day after the presidential debate, John McCain accidentally addressed a crowd in Pennsylvania as Blank.
Oh, my fellow prisoners.
Right. A representative for Jamie Lynn Spears denied reports that the 17-year-old is blank again.
Oh, my gosh. Pregnant.
Not true, she says. Newsweek came under fire for running an unretouched cover photo of blank.
Sarah Palin, and she still looked hot.
There you are. The Obama campaign seemed to go through a major transformation this week when, at a rally in Tampa, a speaker announced Senator Obama's running mate as blank.
That's him as Joanna Biden.
No. Listen for yourself.
No matter what your party, gender, or race or religion, please help me today in welcoming the next Vice President of the United States, John McCain.
Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
He needed 6 correct answers to win. Roy had 7 Ooh. Correct answers.
So oh!
With 17 nice points, done. Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
Well done, Roy. You must feel good about that come-from-behind victory, because the polls had you down in all the swing states until this very moment.